I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Georgia Secretary of State's office is opening an investigation into possible voting irregularities during Atlanta's close mayoral runoff in December. GPB's Taylor Gant reports.
A spokeswoman for Brian Kemp says new information led investigators to request records to conduct a forensic review of the contest. According to the AJC, a voting rights advocate says hundreds of people who are able to cast absentee ballots during the general election were unable to do so in the runoff. After Norwood lost to Bottoms by just over 800 votes, she asked for a recount and urged voters to report any administrative problems or voter intimidation. The mayor's office says it is confident that the campaign acted within the boundaries of the law. For GPB News, I'm Taylor Gant in Atlanta.
Governor Deal has vetoed a record 21 measures this legislative session, including one that would have made cyber snooping illegal. The bill would have created a new crime of unauthorized computer access. Support for the bill came after a security researcher pointed out a vulnerability in Kennesaw State University's election center. Deal's decision to veto the measure came after tech giants Google and Microsoft publicly asked the governor to kill the bill. And Georgia's senators are backing President Trump's decision to pull the United States out of the Iran nuclear deal. Senator Johnny Isaacson called the agreement flawed, arguing that Iran has continued to build up its military power instead of investing in its people. Senator David Perdue said that strong action is necessary to help ensure Iran never possesses a nuclear weapon. A new filing from credit monitoring giant Equifax reveals the full extent of last year's personal data breach that affected more than half the U.S. population. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports the company shared more about what information was accessed.
Atlanta-based Equifax has released a full accounting of the data accessed in last September's breach and a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commission. In September, the company announced more than 140 million names, social security numbers, and birth dates were taken by hackers. But in its letter Monday, Equifax also revealed the full scope of the breach was substantially greater than previously stated and included millions of Americans' email addresses and phone numbers. The filing says Equifax didn't notify consumers because state data breach laws generally didn't require them to. In a statement, the company says the additional details do not represent new stolen data or newly impacted customers. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
One of the largest Applebee's franchisees in the country has filed for bankruptcy protection. Atlanta-based RMH Franchise filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection yesterday. A spokesman says the company's restaurants are expected to continue operating during the bankruptcy reorganization. In the filing, the company reported owing debts between $100 and $500 million. RMH operates 163 restaurants in 15 states. And in sports, the Atlanta Braves won their 20th game of the season last night, beating the Tampa Bay Rays 1-0. Starting pitcher Sean Newcomb earned his third win, holding the Rays to only two hits and striking out six batters. Atlanta and Tampa Bay play again tonight at 7 o'clock. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.